Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3449 BN. Today's date is September 12th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Sets the Stage for World War III. No Third Debate. Sometimes you must show the people. Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that everything that they're trying to do with Kamala right now, it is completely and utterly failing. Even the debate is failing right now, because as time goes on, you know what's happening? The people, they're fact-checking the fact-checkers. And the people are starting to realize, you know what? You know what the most important thing is? It's the economy. The most important thing is closing the borders. The most important thing is we can't go to war. Those are the three most important things. And the people, they know who caused it. There's no denying it. And you can't lie to the people. And when the debate happened, Trump called out Kamala and people saw the truth. Because again, she's the incumbent. She's the one who put these policies forward. She's responsible for all this. This is why they can't answer the questions about the border. They can't answer the questions about the economy. They can't answer the questions about the war that is building up right now. And yes, the stage is now set. The deep state is setting the stage for World War III. Slowly but surely, this is what they're doing. And I think Trump realized no matter what he did during the debate, even if it was perfect, even if he answered every single question, gave the stats, the problem with it is that the D's that have been brainwashed for such a long time, they're not going to snap out of it. And I do believe sometimes you need to show the people instead of telling the people, because talk is cheap. And again, you can tell certain individuals until you're blue in the face. They're never, ever going to believe it until they experience it. I mean, think about it. Trump, going back in time, he told people all this was going to happen. If you elect Joe Biden, the borders are going to be wide open. They're going to let in criminals. They're going to let in terrorists. They're going to let in the rapists, the murderers, the insane asylum seekers, all of them. They're all going to come into this country. If you elect Biden, they will crash the economy. If you elect Biden, he will start World War III. He told the people this, but the people, they didn't buy it. Why? Because when you're just saying it, no one really believes it. But now we're at the point where people are actually believing it. Not everybody yet, but a lot of people are. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe there's going to be a lot of people that are going to start to wake up, especially, and I do believe the economy is going to come down probably in October. You're going to see a correction in the market. And this is going to scare a lot of people. And of course, when you have a correction in the market, what's going to happen? You're probably going to see layoffs. And this is going to wake up a lot of people. And when people start to see this, Trump is going to come out and say, listen, I told you, she's going to crash the market. She did it a couple of weeks ago. The market had a correction. Now we have a bigger correction. You vote for her, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose your job. The economy is going to implode. Everything's going to be lost. This is going to scare the people. Same thing with war, because right now we have the deep state players. They're going to give the okay that Ukraine can use long-range missiles to fire into Russia. Russia's already saying, well, now it looks like we're going to war with the United States, with NATO, and Europe. They're already setting the stage for World War III. So Trump, he decided that he's not going to have a third debate, even though Kamala is begging for it. Actually, they're saying, let's do it. Now, remember, Trump in the very beginning, he said, okay, let's have a debate. We did it, you know, with Biden. Now we have to do it on Fox. They rejected that. And now all of a sudden they want a debate, but Trump's saying, why do I need a debate? I won the debate. The people see the truth. I think what he realized is that, yes, he got a bump in the poll numbers, but to wake the rest of the people up, he could go on another debate, but the Democrats, they're never going to believe him. They're never going to admit that Trump is right until they experience it. And I do believe that is the next phase of all this, and we're coming down to the wire right now. And sometimes you need to show the people, and you can see the deep state players, they're preparing to stop Trump at all costs. They know he has the people behind him. They know that it's going to be too big to rig. And you could see Merrick Garland, you could see DHS, you could see they're all preparing for this. Because remember, they don't want to certify the elections. They don't want Trump to win. Now, of course, on the side of the election, not after the election, before the election, pre-election, they're going to try to cheat any way they possibly can. And it looks like the post office now is coming into focus, where they're going to try to shut everything down and say, oh my God, the post office is backlogged. We can't get the mail-in ballots. We can't actually have the results of the election yet. It might take a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We don't know. And we're going to have to wait until we print all the ballots up, and then we can tell you who's the winner. That's what they're trying to do. I'm not saying they're going to do it or it's going to happen. It might, but that's their plan right now. That is one of their plans. But I think when they look at how many people there are and how many illegals they have, I think they're going to find that this is going to be very, very difficult to do. And the people aren't going to go along with it. And I do believe when they realize that, wait a minute, look how many votes we needed. This is out of hand right now. This is, well, actually, I shouldn't even say votes, how many ballots we need to counter the votes. This is out of hand. So I do believe they have both tactics right now. The one before the election and the one after the election. The one after the election, they're going to say the results are manipulated and we don't know who the winner is. So no matter which way you look at this, they're going to try to stop this. And how are they going to say the election was manipulated? Most likely with a cyber attack. So we're already starting to see this. They might even say, hey, the post office was cyber attacked, and we don't know because there's still mail-in ballots out there and we don't have them. I mean, there's so many different scenarios right now that they're most likely going to try to use. But in the end, I do believe with this event, and since the House passed the SAVE Act, I know Trump, the Patriots, they're trying to get the SAVE Act through. So this way, everyone has to vote in the election with an ID. It's one-day voting. We use paper and we count everything right there in front of everyone. Now, I don't know if it's going to get through the Senate and then to Biden, because once again, who controls the Senate? I think they'd rather shut down the government, which is not going to work in their favor, because if the government is shut down and we're cyber attacked and we're heading towards war, we're doing this while the government is shut down. So I think they're going to have to make a very, very big decision right now, because if this is happening, they're going to have to say we have to open up the government and you're going to have to include the SAVE Act. So this is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. But you can see the deep state players, They are already preparing for this. And what's very interesting, and Trump War Room put this out, said, Garland, there is not one rule for friends and another for foes. One rule for powerful and another for powerless. One rule for the rich and another for the poor. One rule for the Democrats, another for Republicans. Well, he's saying this and he wants you to respect the DOJ. Why? Because the DOJ is going to tell you what's happening during the election. And he's trying to make it very, very clear that they don't favor anyone. They're unbiased. Well, we know that's fake. I don't think the people are buying this. What happened to Biden's classified documents? He had them while he wasn't the president. He broke the law. How many charges were there? Zero. How come Garland and the DOJ tried to give, why did they try to give Hunter Biden an immunity life deal until everyone found out? How come as president and under the Presidential Records Act, Trump is allowed to have classified and declassified information? Why did they raid his home in Mar-a-Lago? And why did they bring classified information and throw it on the ground? Why did they set him up? So you could see why Merrick Garland right now is trying to convince the people that, hey, we don't take sides because we know what's about to happen during the election. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about what happened during the debate, because Trump, he did mention that out in Ohio, Haitians are eating cats and ducks and other things. And what we've come to find out is Trump is absolutely right. And think about why Trump said this. He said this, and it sounded outrageous at the time. It sounded crazy. And of course, what did ABC News do? They fact checked him and said, no, the superintendent or whoever individual said, there's no sign of this whatsoever. It's almost like when they said, hey, 51 clowns said the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation and the fake news went along with it. So they're taking the word of one individual, but all the residents and the police reports and all the other people are telling a completely different story. Kenneco the Great put this out and said the following. A Springfield, Ohio man claims he saw Haitian migrants in a van catching cats, and they later admitted to the police that they were eating them. We've lost a whole bunch of cats. A van pulled over and it had 100 cats in it with the Haitians. They said, why was he eating them? I watched them get pulled over with the cats and admit to the police that they were eating them. Can we get a fact check, ABC? Isn't that interesting? Then we have another individual, and Kenneco the Great put this out and said, Springfield, Ohio resident says some Haitian migrants are stealing ducks, crashing cars, and skipping ahead a line for low-income housing. Ducks in the local park are being killed and eaten. The accidents that have happened here in this town are crazy. They've hit trees, fire hydrants, the people. There have been fatalities. The Springfield residents also showed the Haitian migrants were given priority for low-income housing, jumping ahead of his disabled brother in line. It's bad enough that it concerns a lot of people in this town, and I'm one of them. And then we have Elon. He decided to get into the mix here and actually put up a video, and this video was from TikTok, and it's a Haitian woman, and her father told stories about, yes, Haitians eat cats because they practice the religion of voodoo. Take a listen to what she said here.
My father immigrated from Haiti to the United States in the late 60s. As a teenager, and I want to talk about these recent comments about the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. First, I want to say my father and I are now estranged, but I did know him in my very, very young years. And when he immigrated, he was one person, and they weren't sending, you know, thousands of Haitians in one area. He wasn't eating people's pets, and he didn't practice voodoo, but he did say that most of the island, the majority of the island, does practice voodoo. The reason they eat cats is for two reasons. Number one is survival. This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. You can't just go to a food bank like you can here, or just go to McDonald's and get some free or cheap food. Unless, of course, there's a Christian missionary there. People in the United States have a really hard time imagining that type of thing, but it is true. Second, they do animal sacrifices for their religion, voodoo. They make these animal sacrifices to these gods for different reasons. You can do your own research on this. Do I think voodoo is a demonic religion? Yes, I do. That doesn't mean, obviously, that doesn't mean that you hate these people. These people need prayer. But you can't just take over all these people from another country and expect it to work. Not to mention, it doesn't fix the problems of that country. And there's more people left in Haiti than we can bring over. It's not racist to acknowledge that this is a problem. It's not racist to talk about these things that are happening. This is not just white Americans saying this is black Americans. You can look at the people in Springfield, Ohio saying that this is happening. Y'all just want to joke about Trump and say that he's crazy for saying that this is happening instead of actually checking at all to see if this is happening. You want to make jokes about these things. Well, what if it were happening to you and your community? And no, it's beyond eating their pets, even though that is bad enough.
So right there, we can see that, yeah, Haitians, they do eat cats. And it's very interesting. And this article is from 2019. It says, do Haitians eat cats? The shocking truth. Eating cat meat is not a daily activity or a nationwide practice in Haiti. However, some Haitians do eat cats on December 24th in a national festivity called Réveillon, which is a big Christmas party. This is a practice exclusively known to a select group of Haitians, found mostly from some countryside villages. Now, I know you have many questions that need answers, and I'm going to try to answer some of them right here for you. Why do Haitians eat cats? Contrary to popular beliefs, Haitians don't eat cats because they are poor and hungry. They eat cats because it's tradition. The practice of eating cats in Haiti is not a new habit, but an old tradition started at the time of slavery. For instance, a runaway slave hunted, killed, and ate wild cats deep in Haiti's forest and treacherous mountains many years before Haiti became a nation. So the practice of eating cats is just as old as Haiti itself. Some Haitians eat cat meat freely for three reasons. There are no laws designed to prevent people from eating cats. Most Haitians do not have human-like relationship with their pets. Some see cats like pork, beef, and chicken, so there's no discrimination. There's no preferential treatment. Meat is meat. So I think that tells you everything you need to know right now. And I think the story of, hey, that's not happening because ABC said so, I think people are starting to realize, no, these stories are true. And basically what ABC did was they covered for Kamala Harris. And now it is all completely and utterly falling apart. But think about what Trump did here. He put that out there, this outrageous statement. And you know what happened? People all over social media decided to do a little bit of research. And those people are saying that this is fake, phony, and false. They're showing people the receipts. And it's not 20 people doing this, 10 people doing this, 100 people doing this. It's millions upon millions upon millions of people. And again, when you look at the fake news today, who debunks and fact checks the fake news? The people now. And that's what Trump wanted to happen. He wanted the people to go ahead and prove that he was right. Just like with everything else, Russia, with the laptop. People continually put up the proof, and the fake news had to finally admit that they were wrong. Same thing goes with abortion. When he said that, yes, they want late-term abortion, of course, her sorority sister, Davis, and yes, she was in the same sorority, came to her defense and protected her. But now we can see that, once again, is fake, phony, and false. Let's go back a little bit in time, and Viva Frey put this out on X. There was a bill that was being introduced, and the individual who was talking about the bill and the other individual that was questioning the bill asked, can someone get an abortion after the baby is born? And this person said yes. Take a listen to the whole exchange here.
Remove the following statutes: trap or targeted regulations of abortion providers, removing language classifying facilities that perform five or more first trimester abortions per month as hospitals. It would repeal Virginia's informed consent mandatory ultrasound and 24-hour delay. It would repeal the requirement that second trimester abortions be performed in a hospital licensed by the State Department of Health. It would repeal the requirement for two additional physicians in cases of third trimester abortions.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician was simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
Well, so So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
I understand
make
that.
At that
I'm
point.
Asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
I certainly could have said a week from her due date, and that would have been the same answer, correct?
That it's allowed in the bill, yes.
Yes. And in addition to what you just represented, you do acknowledge that you substantially changed the standard by removing a couple of words here, correct?
From
substantially
two to one.
And irremediable. I'm sorry, line 80.
I'm sorry. Can you just help me out? I think I'm in the right part that you're looking
line,
at as well.
Line 80.
Line 80. You are changing the standard under which the judgment
yes.
call is made.
I'm aware.
Okay, third trimester.
For an abortion at any point in the third trimester. You're changing the standard.
I'm changing the standard, yes.
Okay, all right. What type of mental health conditions would you anticipate would be utilized by physicians under these circumstances to determine that a child that is otherwise viable is worthy of an abortion?
You know, I mean, again, I'm not a physician, so I can't make those calls as to when a physician would determine that a woman's mental health would where they would be able to certify an abortion at that point.
But the doctor, the physician wouldn't have to have any specialized training in mental health to make that determination under your bill, right?
Under this bill, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Delegate Tran, what are some of the conditions that...
So let's take this a step further, because once again, let's see if abortion clinics today will give someone an abortion in the 34th month. Well, it just so happens that a liberal college student tried to claim that late-term abortions aren't allowed. So Kristen Hawkins called a local abortion clinic, and they confirmed that a woman can get an abortion in the 8th or 9th month. Take a listen to the exchange.
I just turned 32 weeks pregnant. Am I able to come in for an abortion ASAP?
I wouldn't be able to see you for the week of the 23rd, so that would put you there 34 weeks.
Can I still have an abortion at 34 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. I just have to do an intake. Do you have about 5 minutes?
Sure, I have 5 minutes. Yeah, I just found out that she could have Down syndrome. I can still have the abortion, right, even though she has Down syndrome?
Yeah, so we just have to do an intake because the doctor...
It doesn't matter.
That's late-term abortion, ma'am. That's late-term abortion in the 8th month of pregnancy that's discriminatory based on someone's genetic code. She just confirmed she would commit an abortion on me with my child who's viable and can live outside the womb.
So once again, Trump was right again, and the fake news is failing. They're giving out wrong information, and Kamala looks like a fool right now. I mean, everyone knows she was acting. Everyone knows she got questions. Everyone knows that she rehearsed her role. And I think it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And you know what else is becoming very clear? Is that here in America, we're killing babies. And the deep state wants to kill as many babies as possible. But they're trafficking in children into this country. When you look at the abuse of migrant children that are being trafficking into this country, it has skyrocketed under Biden-Harris. What does that tell you? I think that tells you everything you need to know, especially with the trans movement and all these different bills that they're trying to put forth where they're trying to groom the children. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And also, with them aborting or killing the babies in this country, they want depopulation. That's one way of doing it, because they want to replace the people in this country. Why do you think they're giving the illegals the hotel rooms and the apartment buildings and they're feeding them? Because those are their new people. Those are their foot soldiers. They're occupying this country. And I think this is becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And we could see that the deep state players, they know that chaos is headed our way because they're going to create the chaos. And they know that, according to the 16-year plan, they need to still get the weapons away from the people. And they're trying everything they possibly can do to get the weapons away from the people while hiding the fact that they don't want to get the weapons away from the people. This is how they play it. But I think everyone's starting to realize that, yeah, they're going to try to confiscate everyone's weapons one way or another. And I think they'll become so desperate that they're just going to say everyone has to turn on their weapons in the end and nobody's going to listen. And again, when we look at the Second Amendment is very, very clear. The people of this country have the right to bear arms, which means bear, to carry, arms. You're allowed to carry a weapon or ammunition. And I know there are certain individuals in Congress that say, okay, let's create a law to make sure that we're allowed to do certain things. But again, we need to go back to the Constitution. We need people that follow the Constitution, because once we follow the Constitution, we don't need all these extra laws to back up the Constitution. And I think Thomas Massie, his heart is in the right place, but I don't think we need another law, because whatever the states do where they say you can't carry a weapon, the Second Amendment overrides this. Now, yes, is it nice to have another law in place saying, yes, it supports the Second Amendment? Of course. But again, I think we need to go back to the Constitution, and we need judges that actually support the Constitution instead of all these installed criminals that Soros has been putting in. But this is what Thomas Massie put out. This week, I introduced a national constitutional carry bill in Congress. It's time for all 50 states to acknowledge our Constitution protects the right to bear arms, not just the right to keep arms. Well, he said it right there, bear arms, and he capitalized it, which means we're allowed to carry it. That's what the Constitution says. So basically, if we put in judges that follow the rule of law, that follow the Federalist Papers, follow the Constitution, and look back in history, they will come to the conclusion that, yes, all these laws that the D's have put into place over time, they are in violation of the Constitution, they're null and void, and they must be removed. But again, you have to remember, the deep state players, what they did is they installed the judges to make sure that that doesn't happen. It's time to reverse all of that. And I do believe that is going to be done. Now, it looks like out in the Middle East, out in Ukraine, and even Taiwan, we can see war is now building up. And I think it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And you could see Hamas, they're having a very, very difficult time in the Middle East. Actually, they don't have the upper hand. They have the losing hand. Open source intel put this out on X and said, Defense Minister Gallant has revealed a document reportedly authored by the former commander of Hamas, addressed to Hamas leader Sinwar and his brother Mohammed. In the document, Salameh details the dire condition the group is facing. Please consider the following. We are preserving the remaining weapons and equipment as we've lost 90 to 95% of our rocket capabilities, around 60% of personal arms, and at least 65 to 70% of our anti-tank launchers and rockets. Most importantly, we've lost 50% of our fighters, either killed or wounded, leaving us with only 25% who are now mentally or physically broken and no longer tolerated by the people. Salameh wrote, according to a translation provided by the Defense Ministry, Gallant explained that the documents reveal the severe distress Hamas is facing, particularly its senior commanders. He noted that Salameh, who was killed in an IDF strike in July, had desperately sought the help from the Sinwar brothers, but they were unable to provide relief. And we have to remember, Hamas is a state-funded terrorist group, just like all the other state-funded terrorist groups. And the deep state players, they are funding them. And I do believe as they see their fighters lose, I do believe they're going to gin something up in the Middle East because, again, they can't have Israel destroy Hamas completely. So I do believe they're going to fight back in another way. Maybe Hezbollah, Iran will start to get involved, but we'll have to see how that all plays out in the Middle East. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Blinken now signals that the U.S. will allow long-range strikes into Russia with NATO missiles. So Blinken strongly hinted that the U.S. was preparing to lift restrictions on Ukraine's use of U.S. and NATO missiles. Because why? Ukraine is on its last legs. They don't have the winning hand. And when the deep state is desperate and they know they're losing, it's time to start war, a full war. So you can have NATO, you can have Europe and the U.S. join in. And Putin said, listen, if the West decides to use long-range weapons against Russia, this would mean that NATO countries, the United States, European nations, are at war with Russia. And I do believe this is exactly what the deep state players want, and this is what they're pushing for. And we know from Trump going back a year and a half ago, he says, I see World War III coming. Most people don't see it. Now, during the debates, he's saying that Biden and Harris, they're going to lead us into World War III. They're going to lead us into nuclear war, but he will have peace. So I do believe we're going to be on the precipice of war. But remember, the deep state players, they realize it's time to create the chaos. Trump knows the playbook. He knows that this is where all this is headed. Do you think the American people are going to say, yeah, let's go to war? You think the American people are going to say, yes, let's have nuclear war? Remember, no matter how many times Trump says this, nobody is going to take this seriously. Yes, people are listening to it. Yes, the Republicans, independents might believe it, but think about it. The D's, oh, he's full of it. He has no idea what he's talking about. No World War III coming. That's ridiculous. Sometimes you got to show the people. Sometimes people must say, and I'm not saying Trump is going to start a nuclear war. He knows the deep state is going to do it. He knows that that's what they're pushing. You could see it very, very clearly. And what's very interesting is that Blinken, who is now greenlighting the long-range missiles, he was subpoenaed to face Congress because they wanted to ask him questions about the Afghanistan withdrawal. And he decided that he's not going to comply with this. So now he faces contempt resolution. Why wouldn't he want to comply with this? What is he hiding? Oh, it sounds like he's hiding quite a bit. Remember, when those individuals like Biden, let's talk about our health. America, pay attention. We're living in perilous times, assassination attempts, coups seeking to take over our government, cybersecurity threats, and we're just heating up. Now, Forbes just put out an article that our government is handing $176 million to Moderna to whip up an mRNA bird flu vaccine. They're gearing up for the next big pandemic. And we can't trust the establishment with our health any longer. We must take matters into our own hands now. I'm protecting my family with Contagion Emergency Kit from the Wellness Company, and now you can too. This kit is no joke. It's your frontline defense against whatever they throw at us next. It comes packed with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Every family in America needs at least one of these kits. It's like having an urgent care in the comfort of your own home. Get your Contagion Emergency Kit now for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, just have these life-saving medications on hand and you won't have to think about it. Be proactive, be prepared, and take control of your health. Don't wait for the next crisis. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your Contagion Emergency Kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code x22, which will save you $30 at checkout, or just click the link in the description. Kits are only available in the U.S. Navarro, when they decided that they weren't going to comply with the subpoena, weren't they put in jail? Shouldn't he be thrown into jail? Shouldn't the DOJ right now go after him like they went after the others? Remember, Merrick Garland just gave a whole speech how they're unbiased. Now, are they going to say executive privilege? Well, they said it didn't count with Navarro and Bannon. Why all of a sudden it now does it count? Oh, wait, are you telling us it's a two-tier justice system? Think about it for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the U.S. Navy SEAL unit that killed bin Laden is now training for Chinese invasion of Taiwan. It seems like everything now is coming to a head, And it looks like many different things are going to happen all at once. But don't worry. We know that Trump, he already has a double-digit lead on trust to protect us from terrorist attacks. And I do believe people are going to look towards him to help us. What does Kamala Harris have? Well, Rasmussen Reports put this out. Well, she did get endorsed by Taylor Swift. So who would you rather have? Kamala Harris, who was endorsed by Taylor Swift, or Trump that can negotiate with all these people? Trump that pushes peace through strength. Because think about it. During the debates, what did he say to the Taliban leader? Here's a picture of your house. Taliban leader, why do you have a picture of my house? Well, I think you know why. Because if you do anything to our soldiers, your house goes bye-bye. That's peace through strength right there. And that tells you everything you need to know. So during the debates, Trump mentioned that Viktor Orban was on his side. A lot of leaders across the world are on his side. And of course, Hillary Clinton had to come out from the shadows and talk about Viktor Orban. And again, who was Trump debating? She was debating Hillary Clinton, Obama, ABC News, the criminal syndicate. Yeah, Kamala was there, but she was just a puppet. Didn't you see the strings? But this is what Hillary Clinton said. Not familiar with Viktor Orban, the democracy-killing Hungarian dictator whose approval Trump touted on the debate stage last night? Well, it looks like Balazs Orban decided to respond to Hillary Clinton, and he's the political director of Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and he said the following. Dear Mrs. Clinton, may I share with you what I think of the death of democracy is? The desire to imprison your political opponents, the failure to organize elections transparently, and the attempt to replace dissatisfied voters with migrant voters. Which country do you think this applies to? Every reasonable person thinks of this when reading your remarks. First, take the log out of your own eye. Boom. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very, very interesting is that Biden's admin, John Kirby, he hit reply on an email. I don't think he meant to do this, but this tells you everything you need to know because he didn't realize he hit not just reply, but reply all. And it was sent everywhere. And he stated that there was no use in responding because these veterans are not Harris voters. They don't vote for the Democrats. Wow. So really think about this for a second. This is what he exactly said. No use in responding to a handful of vets on Biden's botched Afghan withdrawal on the anniversary of 9/11. White House National Security Communication Advisor John Kirby dismissed the concerns of military veterans critical of the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, writing in a response to a Fox News digital press inquiry that there's no use weighing in on the veterans' views. Obviously, no use in responding. A handful of vets indeed, and all of one stripe, Kirby said. Disgusting. Absolutely. And this tells you everything you need to know. This shows you that these deep state players, they hate the American people. They can't stand them. Because it doesn't matter if they're voting for you or not. They're still Americans. They're still fighting for this country. And the deep state players, they don't care. They never cared about the American people. And that tells you everything you need to know. Plus, we know they don't care because they're willing to bring this entire country and the world to war. And everyone goes, well, aren't they going to be involved? No, they're not going to be involved in the war. They have bunkers. They have places to go. They hide out while everyone else fights their war. That's how it works. It's always worked that way with the deep state. But you could see that they're losing. The people aren't buying what they're selling anymore. And every time they push their narrative, their agenda, they are losing every step of the way. And every time they lie, it makes it worse and worse. Remember during the debate when Trump said that Kamala wants tax-funded gender surgeries in prison? And she says, no, I didn't want that. Well, she said it, and it's on the internet. Ed Wokeness put this out and said, tax-funded gender surgeries in prison is so crazy that they think we made it up. Roll the tape, and you have Kamala talking about it. Elon responded to this and said, it's literally on video on the internet. She lied again. Lie after lie after lie. And that's what people are seeing every step of the way. Just like with Nancy Pelosi. She's lying once again. Patriots Are Control put this out on X and said, wow. Nancy Pelosi doubled down again tonight, saying she begged Trump to send National Guard troops on January 6th, but he refused. We know that this is a lie. Trump advisor Kash Patel has stated repeatedly and given testimony to the J6 committee that Trump gave approval to defense officials to offer National Guard troops well in advance of January 6th, but Pelosi and Mayor Bowser refused the additional support. Pelosi has also been seen on video taking responsibility for the events that happened on January 6th. Nancy is caught in a web of lies, just like Kamala, just like Obama, just like Biden, just like the fake news. Starting to see the criminal syndicate? The criminal syndicate lies to the American people. And yes, all the news stations that people watch, they will use propaganda on you over and over and over. And it turns out that one of the moderators was a sorority sister of Kamala Harris. I mean, really think about this for a second. Now, the other thing that people keep pointing out is the earrings that Kamala was wearing, because they look very, very similar to the earrings that actually act as speakers. And actually, her sorority sister, Davis, who was the moderator, was also wearing very, very similar earrings. But what we've come to find out that they're very, very close to the Nova products, but a lot of people are saying that these earrings are from actually Tiffany & Company. And even the Nova manufacturer said they're very, very close to these earrings. But I think what we need to do to actually have the proof, we need to get the earrings and we need to actually inspect them to see if they truly are from Tiffany or are they just a different version of the Nova product that maybe they had made. And Kamala does wear these all over the place. So that's very, very interesting. But I think Tulsi Gabbard pretty much sums up the entire performance of Kamala during the debate. And she said the following: Kamala Harris is being trained like an actress, lights, cameras, memorized lines, so she can win the debate and act her way through the election. But we're not choosing the lead in the movie. We're choosing our commander in chief. As citizens and voters, we need to recognize our solemn responsibility in this regard. And she's absolutely right. And once again, we're not voting for someone because they're slick in the way they speak. We're voting for someone that's going to do the job. Remember, actions are much, much more important than slick words. Obama had very, very slick words. But what did he do? He created the insurgency to actually infiltrate this country and destroy this country from within using the 16-year plan that he was conducting. So once again, Trump, he just stood there and he just told the people the truth. Now, people could believe him or not believe him. And no matter what he said during the debate, even if he answered every single point and he mentioned everything that you wanted him to mention, it wouldn't make a difference. You know why? The Republicans and independents, they were already with him. The Democrats were never going to budge. They weren't going to say, hey, by the way, you know something? I'm definitely voting for Trump. We're all going over there. Because again, sometimes you have to show the people. And you might have felt good about it. You might have been satisfied about it. But that's not going to wake up the rest of the country. But Trump, he did win the debate because the people are experiencing what's really going on in this country. And he did get a boost. And what's very interesting is an independent analyzer actually analyzed the way people were thinking and voting during the debates, and it shows that Trump actually won on every single topic. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But remember when Kamala talked about this report from Goldman Sachs saying that her economy is going to be much better and bigger? Well, it looks like Goldman Solomon came out and he's telling a completely different story. Goldman Sachs CEO admitted that the report did not originate from the firm itself, but from an independent analysis. Solomon quickly set the record straight, clarifying that the report referenced by Harris did not come from Goldman Sachs, but was conducted by an independent analysis. Who was this? The report, which was mentioned last night in the debate, he said, came from an independent analyst. It's interesting, Scott. I think a lot more has been made out of this than it should have been. What the report did is looked at a handful of policy issues that have been put out by both sides and it tried to model their impact on GDP growth. The reason I say a bigger deal has been made of it because what it showed is the difference between the set of policies that they put forward was about 0.2%. So this report was meaningless. Actually, this is what the deep state players always do. Oh, look at this report. Look, 51 Clown said the laptop was Russian disinformation. Oh, look, The Lancet put out a report saying hydroxychloroquine scratches your heart. All of it is always fake. So did they have someone put out an independent report that showed that Kamala's thing was a little tiny bit better? Because I'm going to tell you right now, all people have to do is look at the last 4 years. Do you think it's a lot better? Do you think fuel prices are better? Do you think inflation is better? Do you think the price of food is better? Do you think the entire economy is better now than when Trump was in office? I think that tells you everything you need to know. And I'll say this again, because the deep state continually says that Trump's tax cuts are terrible, they're for the wealthy, and tariffs don't work. Well, if that was the case, and Trump said this during the debate, why didn't they get rid of it? Why didn't they cancel it? I mean, they canceled the XL Keystone Pipeline. They canceled all his executive orders and stopped building the wall on the border. Why wouldn't they do that with the tax cut and the tariffs? You know why? Because people would see it, feel it, understand it very, very quickly. People would all of a sudden say, holy crap, Trump tax cuts were actually working. The tariffs were working. Since they removed them, we can notice this. We feel it. We see the difference. And they didn't want people to see the difference. So they kept those intact and they pretended they didn't exist. But we'll keep bad-mouthing them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, the day after the debate, 9/11, Biden, as we know, went to a firehouse. And he put on a Trump hat. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the individual didn't actually hand him the hat. Biden actually asked for the hat. I think he was sending a message to Kamala and Obama because they forced him out and basically said, here you go. And he put it on and he did it on purpose. And remember during the debate, what did Trump say about Biden and Kamala? He says, I'll give you a little secret. He hates her. He can't stand her. He's absolutely right. And Trump, he actually won the debate. Yes, I know the fake news. I know all the other stations. They're trying to convince you that she won. It didn't happen. Trump won the debate. Trump, he put out two truths and he put this out and he said the following. She lost the debate last night. She lost it because the onus is completely on her. He's absolutely right. She's the one that one third of the American population said they don't know where she stands on things. They don't know enough about her to support her or make a decision about her. So the onus is entirely on her to make the case as to why people should trust her. And she failed to do it last night. Absolutely. Then he put this out on Truth. People are just starting to give me credit for having a great debate. The voters and voter polls showed it, but the fake news media wasn't giving the credit that was due. Now they're seeing the results with the independent voters, evangelicals, and more, and saying, wow, remember, I wasn't debating one person. I was debating three. They should fire everyone at ABC Fake News, whose two lightweight anchors have brought disgrace onto the company. And he's absolutely right. And what's very interesting, yesterday we mentioned how his closing statement, that was going to be the nail in the coffin for Kamala. Well, it absolutely was. George put this out and said the following. Trump's closing statement video on ABC News TikTok has soared to almost 12 million views, 1 million likes, and thousands of comments supporting him. Kamala's video has a quarter of the views Trump got and thousands of comments against her. TikTok is a super leftist platform, but even they can't hide the fact that the people resonate with Trump's boldness and authenticity way more than the lies that came out of Kamala's mouth. And when you look at this also on X, it has 19 million views on X. Total of 30 million views. Where's the power? Is it with the fake news? No, it's with the people. The people have the power. The people, They're listening. They're watching. And what's very interesting is Ryan Savendra put this out on X, and it says, independents tracked almost perfectly with Republicans during the debate. And it shows Republicans in red, independents in yellow, and blue are Democrats. And these are the major issues. Economy, inflation, illegal immigration, energy, independence sided with Republicans. Democrats weren't huge fans of some of her answers. And you can see it in real time, because as you go through this and you read the little header down below, it shows what section they're on. When he's talking about the economy, the Republican independents are with him. Democrats are with who? Kamala. When he talks about inflation, illegal immigration, you can see in real time that the people are with him. Yes, some of the Democrats, they decided, you know something, he's right. We're siding more with Trump than Kamala. But you could see that he, no matter what he does, no matter what he says, if he answered every single question right, those Democrats, they weren't going to come over to Trump. And I think he knows this. And if you go back in time, he said, listen, we got to take back the country. We can't do it with 50%. We got to do it with the whole country. So sometimes you just can't talk to the people. You just can't explain it to them. You got to show the people. And I do believe that's what's coming next. And what's very interesting, we said this yesterday, Kamala now is begging for another debate. And Trump is already saying, absolutely not. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But the other thing that came out, which is very, very interesting, this is coming from Leading Report. An ABC whistleblower allegedly will release an affidavit claiming the Harris campaign was given sample questions that were essentially the same questions that were given during the debate, as well as assurances that Trump would be fact-checked and she would not. Whoa. Now, when that comes out and the whistleblower signs the affidavit, the people are going to be looking at this going, she cheated. And the network was in on it. I think we all knew this from the very, very beginning. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. When a prize fighter loses a fight, the first words out of his mouth are, I want a rematch. Polls clearly show that I won the debate against Comrade Kamala Harris, the Democrats' radical left candidate, on Tuesday night. And she immediately called for a second debate. She and Crooked Joe have destroyed our country with millions of criminals and mentally deranged people pouring into the USA, totally unchecked and unvetted, and with inflation bankrupting our middle class. Everyone knows this. And all of the other problems caused by Kamala and Joe. It was discussed in great detail during the first debate with Joe and the second debate with Comrade Harris. She was a no-show at the Fox debate and refused to do NBC and CBS. Kamala should focus on what she should have done during the last almost four-year period. There will be no third debate. Now, why is he saying this? People are saying, oh my gosh, should he do a debate? No, the debate's not going to do anything. He could answer every single question perfectly well on Fox News. The D's are not going to side with him. Trump already has Republicans and independents, and he's gaining more and more every single day. But just to show everyone that, yes, he had a bump up and Harris is flat or she declined, he put this out. Last night, we conducted a survey of 1,893 likely voters across our seven key target states. We found that despite the best efforts of Kamala Harris and media to portray the debate as some kind of overwhelming win for her, voters, and that's the most important part, voters did not see it this way as support for her remain flat. The only change we saw was a two-point bump for President Trump in both ballot configurations. So when you look at this, you could see it very, very clearly. If the 2024 general election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Trump, pre-debate was 46, post-debate 48. Harris, pre-debate 46, post-debate 46. Again, if the election for president were held today and the candidate were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, for whom would you vote? Trump, pre-debate 48, post-debate 50. Harris, pre-debate 48, post-debate 47. That tells you everything you need to know. And I do believe this far into this election, it's not enough just to have a debate. It's not enough just to tell people this is what you're feeling. I do believe the people must actually feel it. They must see that Trump was right. They must see that Kamala has lied. Remember, Trump told everyone, the economy is going to come down. Most likely, there'll be an event with all these people coming over the border. will probably enter World War III or will be at the precipice of World War III. These are the three biggest things. He could keep talking about it. He could tell you how much better it was under him. He could tell you that his policy worked and Kamala's didn't work. But those D's, they will not believe it until they are shown. And I do believe that is what is coming. Trump and team, they also put this out. Will Kamala ever denounce her crazy ideas? Kamala wants to defund the police and instead use the money to pay for the transition surgeries of illegal immigrants. She's nuts. When will she finally denounce her radical views? Here are the facts. Kamala Harris told the ACLU that she supports the criminalizing all drugs. That includes fentanyl and heroin, and that she supports taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for illegal immigrants in detention. Kamala Harris supports defunding the police and call for redirecting resources from police budgets. And that's absolutely true. And what do you think people are going to see across the cities? They're going to see chaos. They're going to see crime. But you can see the deep state players, they are now preparing for the election. And they're planning to cheat in the election. They're going to be using the post office. They're going to be using the mail-ins. And they're going to try everything they possibly can to do what they did back in 2020. But this time, I do believe they're going to have to shut everything down. And most likely, they'll be doing the printing out in the post office. And the post office will deliver the ballots to the voting centers. And this is why the story is coming out that the post office is going to have a problem delivering the ballots, because they're already setting the narrative that, hey, we're going to shut everything down for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But again, I don't think this is going to work. And I think Trump is actually telling people, make it too big to rig. I do believe when the economy comes down in October, and I say the market is going to have a correction, people are going to panic and people are going to see that Trump is right. That Kamala and Biden, they have no idea what they're doing with the economy. The economy just crashed after them, after she told everyone and after Biden told everyone the economy is fantastic. When we're on the precipice of war and people are nervous and afraid and they actually see war coming, they're going to realize that Trump was right again. See, sometimes the people actually have to experience it. Now, I do believe at that point, the election will be too big to rig and they won't be able to create enough ballots to cheat in the election like they did in 2020. Because again, Kamala is not even close to Trump. When you look at the real internal polls and you look at the raw polls, you could see it very, very clearly. But they're going to try. But again, you have to remember, Kamala, she is the first candidate that was created out of thin air by the corrupt politicians and the fake news. The people aren't even behind her. They got to bus people in from other states to attend her rally. That's how bad it is. Actually, they have to pay people to attend the rally. Actually, they have to have a concert to attract the people. Otherwise, no one's coming. No one's coming to see her. Just like back in 2020, nobody was coming. Actually, you know what's very interesting? When she was in the White House, which is still in the White House, but in the very, very beginning stages when she was in the White House, she went to California. And you would think that people were going to line the streets for her because she's the first vice resident, right? There was nobody out there. Nobody was there greeting her. Yeah, a couple people here and there. But you should have had the streets lined. Remember, 81 million votes they got. And she's the first Indian or black vice resident. You would think the streets would have been lined with hundreds of or even millions of people in California. There was really nobody there. It was ridiculous. But you can see what the deep state is about to do. And what's very interesting is we know that the deep state, they basically planned the insurrection in 2020. And it looks like they're planning for something else now. The DHS, they designated the certification of the 2024 election a national special security event to prevent the repeat of the Capitol riot. The federal government has the first time declared that the certification of the presidential vote next year will be treated as a national special security event. And they're going to put certain things into place, which means they're planning to do something else. Do you really think Mayorkas? Do you really think all these staffers and all these people in the agencies, do you really think they're there to protect everything? No, I do believe they are now setting up the next insurrection. And they're going to actually try to convince the people that it's the Trump supporters that are out there once again trying to, and they're, because they're angry, and they're basically having the insurrection once again. This time, they're planning it, they're setting it up, and they're trying to say everyone that this is going to be a national security special event or something. So they're going to implement, get this, Super Bowl level protection on January 6th. That reminds me of two posts. Post 2843, it says, fear, the fun begins directly after, will make the Super Bowl look like a puppy show. Post 4484, the stakes are high, they will fight, Super Bowl, puppy show. And it's very interesting that they're going to actually implement Super Bowl level protection, which means this is going to be a lot larger than what you saw in 2021 on January 6th. They're going to have to go over the top right now, and they're going to have to create everything to make you believe that there truly is a major, major insurrection going on. Because remember what Jamie Raskin said, we're going to use the 14th Amendment on Trump so this way he can't hold office. So what do you think they're planning? I think we all know. And you could see they're prepping for this. They're not preparing to guard everything and make sure it doesn't happen. They want to make sure that it does happen. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. But Trump, he has now outlined his 9 steps he'll use to drain the swamp. First, Trump said he'll end what he calls the weaponization of government and the abuse of law enforcement against political opponents. He added that under his presidency, the Department of Justice will focus on taking down bloodthirsty cartels, transnational gangs, and radical Islamist terrorists, rather than focusing on persecuting Republicans such as himself. Second, Trump said that he will bring back free speech in America. Fake news is a threat to this country, he said. Some are good, but most of them are absolutely terrible human beings. They are the police force for bad. They are very dishonest. When you're a politician and happen to be a Republican, they write just the opposite of what the facts are. He added that as president, he will sign an executive order banning any federal employee from colluding to limit speech. And we will fire every federal bureaucrat who has engaged in domestic censorship under the Harris regime. The third step will to expel the warmongers and to carry out a much needed cleanup of the military industrial complex. We have these people who want to go to war all the time. You know why? Missiles are 2 million apiece. I had no wars. Remember, Crooked Hillary used to say, look at him. He's going to cause wars. No, my personality stopped the wars. The fourth step, he said, will be to curtail the power of federal bureaucrats. He added that at the suggestion of tech billionaire Elon Musk, he'll create a government efficiency commission to conduct financial and performance audit of the full federal government. Trump promised as his fifth step, his administration will drain the government education swamp and stop the abuse of taxpayer dollars to indoctrinate Americans' youth. This includes eliminating the Federal Department of Education and sending control of schools back to the states the way our founding fathers wanted it. Number six, Trump said his administration will not tolerate equity policies. America will return to merit principle, which has just been approved by the Supreme Court, and hard work will get you there. The seventh step, Trump said his administration will work with the former independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to take on corruption at the Food Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, and other institutions that are dominated by the corporate power and China. We'll establish a panel of top experts to investigate what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic health problems and childhood diseases, including autoimmune disorders, autism, obesity, infertility, and more. Yeah, I think all you got to do is look at the food and the vaccines. The eighth step will be to ask Congress to pass sweeping reforms preventing foreign influence peddling, like we've seen with the Biden crime family. And as ninth and final step, Trump said we'll support modifying the 25th Amendment to make clear that if a vice president lies or engages in a conspiracy to cover up the incapacity of a president of the United States, it is grounds for impeachment and removal from the office. He said that would be because of what happened this past summer with Biden dropping out of the race after question arose about his capabilities following the first presidential debate of the season. And once again, you could see he's putting all these things into place because, again, once the people vote for him, it's going to send the message to Trump that the people want this. The people want the swamp drained. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they know what the deep state, what they're up to. They know that they're going to try to cheat in the election. They know they're going to have an insurrection. They're going to have chaos. They know all of this, and they know that they're going to use the illegals. And yes, we're going to see chaos in multiple cities. And I do believe this is why you're going to see the National Guard moved around the country, and especially in D.C. Remember, Speaker Johnson now controls what happens around the Capitol. So this time, I do believe it's going to be very, very different. But you can see the deep state players, they're planning to have an insurrection. I do believe this is going to be countered. It's going to be exposed. And the deep state is going to be caught in all of this. So the deep state, what are they going to do? They're going to push very, very hard to get us into war. And I do believe we're most likely going to see this right before the election, because you're going to see war really start to build up. Because again, they want all this covered up. They don't want people talking about it. They don't want anyone discussing it. So they need the biggest distraction they can ever think of, and that is nuclear war. But again, Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is their plan. This is why Trump keeps saying, I can have peace. I can do it as president-elect. All you got to do is vote for me. We don't have to go to nuclear war. The only way people are going to believe that we have to have peace and he can do this as president-elect is that something has to happen beforehand, because otherwise people won't believe it. So I do believe you're going to see a couple things happen. I do believe you're going to see the push for war. I do believe you're going to see a market correction, and you might see an event with terrorists that came over the border. And at that point, the people then will believe. I'm not saying we're going to get 100% of the D's. I do believe it would be great if we got 50% of them, which means Trump has all the power, that it will be too big to rig. And sometimes you actually have to show the people. And why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? The deep state's going to do it no matter what. Let them do it and let them expose themselves. And the people are then going to reject them. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.